All right, we'll come out of recess and continue with the Board of Equalization for July 5th, 2016. Let's see, first one, parcel number 2016-17. Are they here for...
No, actually, on this one, they are... I'm their realtor on this, so I'm going to have to bow out on this one, but can I share a little bit about it?
Not really.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't.
What there is some.
They give me some written comps.
Yeah, but I think we need to advise him. There's some rule. I don't know, rule of law or whether it's a policy or what.
It's just best for.
Yeah, it's just the best that you don't.
That's fine.
And then just abstain during the vote.
That's fine.
And if, like, we've had appraisers in the past. And if they've ever done an appraisal on that property, they just tend to not discuss it. And
I think the evidence will be.
Yeah. Be what it is.
Are all these phone calls?
$3,600. Then it says see attached to reduce market value. So it looks like you're saying it should be $156,805.
Could we go ahead and call that number and see if we got somebody to talk to there?
Where is Woodbridge?
Where's
kind of back behind the old Mount Branson Christian Church and behind
the old muffler shop. You turn in there. They're across from Beverly's.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
And you go down there.
Oh, Beverly's. Yeah.
No. No, what's the old banker used to...
She went to school with his daughter, so you ought to remember her name.
Yeah, I should. But...
What was her?
Cummings.
Yeah, Olin.
Olin Cummings. Yeah, it's right down. Matter of fact, I think when you turn in their drive, there's a subdivision to the left called Jasmine Road down through there. There's some pretty nice homes down through there.
Am I remembering right? A number of years ago, there was a lot of them in foreclosure.
I think all of them were for a while, weren't they?
Nearly all of them, I think. 6 years ago or something.
Everything on the right-hand side of the road pretty well. And I don't know where this is at, but they were back then.
Danny, is this where we also put a hammerhead down there for school buses to be able to turn around?
Yeah, for the school bus.
Mr. Schofield, are you going to call them?
Yes. Is there anything else we need to look at up here?
They had a kind of a spreadsheet there up earlier.
Can I?
There you go. Square feet on them and whatnot.
How many square feet is it? Because it looks a lot bigger than most homes down through there.
3,500 square feet, 3,200 square feet, 3,131 square feet. The bottom one is their property.
3,000 square feet.
We show the base main living area at 1558. It must have a full basement or full upstairs one or two. Looks like it's got a basement.
Did they send any comparables or anything in?
On that spreadsheet, Danny. given you addresses if you want to go to those addresses, 412 Jasmine Drive.
I thought we were going to pull all that stuff up. Up there.
They're right there next to it.
Do you want me to answer any questions? I can answer any questions. Or you give them a phone call?
Yep, I'll go ahead and call them.
Susan.
Hello, is this Susan?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization, five-member board, and we're looking at your property there at 569 Jasmine Drive.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You purchased that at $148,400. And made $3,600 in improvements, and it's
right.
Currently a valued at $242,000. And what would you like for it to be set at?
Well, with the application, there's some an attachment with the comps and suggested. Changes.
Okay.
Was it a distressed sale? Was there a foreclosure, or did you buy it through foreclosure, or just was it an arm length transaction?
It was a foreclosure.
So you've got a full basement under it that's finished?
Yes. It shows the square footage on the exhibit.
Right. I'm looking at it. We're just trying to consideration on the comps is what we're trying to do here. So.
Right.
Were all your comps arm's length sales, do you know?
Were all of the comps what?
Not foreclosures. Regular sales.
As far as I know.
Yeah, okay.
You're currently at, appraised at 242. You're closest comp to what you've got is the $180,000.
Right.
It's on the same drive or on the same road that you're on. I'm going to make a motion that we. You don't have any other appraisals or anything that you didn't have it appraised or anything.
No, I did not.
I'm going to make a motion that we set it at 180. I'll make that into a motion that we set.
The reason that comp is there is because it's most recent, and also it has 500 more square feet, so. That's that's why the averaging and the other comps.
Right.
Are you looking at square footage, Brandon?
Yeah.
How far does it come from the 180?
What was it? 3,041 square foot, or?
That's what she has.
5,919 a square foot.
So she's got a little more acreage, so now 180,000.
I'm going to make a motion that we set this at $180,000.
We have a motion. Do we have?
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I think there should be some consideration for that significant extra square footage.
All opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Are you abstaining, Jeff?
And I abstain.
So we have two yeas and two nays.
You're the tiebreaker.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to set it at 167,890. I'm sorry, I looked at that wrong. I want to make a motion to set it at the 156,805. Do I have a second?
Okay, I'll wait till you. But could you explain that a little bit? Why, how you come up with that figure?
That's the number they proposed.
That's their proposed number.
Okay.
apparently, it dies for a lack of second.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Take your three comps and get an average per square foot price.
Oh, she did. That's over there on the far right. Wesley, can you?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what she came up with.
Okay, she didn't count the.
Was the subject question? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She didn't count the subject in her average. Looks like she's counted the subject at 4,880 in that average.
Right.
Take that out and just take the top three. The comps, and get a square foot price average for those
three. Were the comps not foreclosures also?
They were not. As far as we know, they were not foreclosures. And by looking at the price, the 4,880 was the foreclosure. Leave it out, use the other three, get an average of those three, and take it times your square feet.
Let me ask a question first. Are you...
5240.
Are those comps, are they on the right-hand side of that road that show on Jasmine Drive? Or do you know?
It was on the left-hand side.
I didn't hear the question fully.
Danny, the top one's on the left-hand side.
Huh? The subject is on the left-hand side.
Subject's
I was asking about the comps.
The subject's on the right. The comps are on the left. As you're headed down the hill.
Comps are on the opposite side, in other words.
Yeah.
They're on the opposite side of the road, which is the ones that we talked about earlier, all being in foreclosure at one time. They're on the downhill side that gets real steep in there. And that's the reason I made the proposal of dropping it from 242 to 180.
What was the acreage?
It's quite a bit more.
4 acres on their property.
How much?
0.34 acres on their property.
The others were acre or less.